Welcome to this Future Jungle Ableton Live 12 lesson, where we're building a DJ intro blueprint that feels gritty, swung, and alive, but still clean enough for real mixing. This is not about just throwing a few drums before the drop. We're making a controlled tension build, something a selector can blend into smoothly, while your tune still sounds unmistakably like drum and bass. The big idea here is contrast. You want loose, broken, human-feeling tops, but a disciplined low end. That push and pull is what gives Future Jungle its energy. And in this lesson, Groove Pool is going to be one of your main weapons, because it lets you add pocket, drag, and swing without losing the structure that makes the track DJ-friendly. So let's think like a producer and a DJ at the same time. The intro should do a few jobs. It has to give a clean beat match and phrase. It has to reveal the break-driven identity fast. It should hint at the bass without fully opening the door. And it has to leave space in the low end so another tune can sit on top of it without chaos. We're aiming for a 32-bar intro, though this approach also works great for 16 or 64 depending on the track. The overall shape is going to move in sections. The first 8 bars are stripped back, with atmosphere, noise texture, and a lightly swung break. Bars 9 through 16 bring in more percussion detail, ghost notes, and subtle bass hints. Bars 17 through 24 push the drums forward, bring in a clearer bass tease, and raise the tension. Then bars 25 through 32 become the DJ mix-ready peak of the intro, where everything feels established, but there's still enough space for a handoff. First, set up your session cleanly. Create 4 groups: drums, bass, atmos, and FX. Keep your routing simple and organized, because when the intro needs adjustment, you want to make decisions fast. Inside drums, split your break chops, tops, kicks, and percussion into separate lanes or tracks. That separation is super important, because it lets you apply groove and EQ in a focused way instead of smearing everything together. On the master, leave headroom. Don't chase loudness here. We want the intro section peaking somewhere around -8 to -6 dB before final processing. No heavy limiting while you're arranging. In drum and bass, especially with a DJ intro, a clean, readable mix is way more valuable than brute force at this stage. Now add some gentle processing on your buses. On the drum bus, a glue compressor with a low ratio, something like 1.5 to 1 or 2 to 1, a slower attack, and a medium release can help glue the groove without flattening it. On the bass bus, use EQ8 for cleanup and utility to control mono. On FX and ambience, roll off the low end so nothing mighty hangs around below roughly 150 to 250 Hz. That way the intro stays functional if a DJ is mixing another track into it. Now let's build the core break. Drag in a classic break, a dusty funk break, or a break style loop, and place it inside the drums group. If it already feels good in time, don't overwarp it. That natural push and pull is part of the magic. If you do need to stretch it, use warp carefully and only as much as needed. Too much correction can kill the life. A really good move here is to slice or chop the break so you can control the swing. You can use slice to new MIDI track if you want really detailed editing, or you can manually cut the hits into phrases on audio tracks. The goal is to create 3 layers from the break: the main break body, ghost hits or tail hits, and top percussion accents. That gives you the ability to shape the groove in layers instead of treating the break as one static loop. Now comes one of the most important tricks in the whole lesson: groove pool. Apply groove only to the pieces that should move. Don't swing everything equally. Keep the kick anchors and the most important downbeats tighter, and let the hats, shuffles, ghost snares, and little extras carry the bounce. That contrast is what makes the intro feel human and broken without falling apart. As a starting point, you can try a swing-heavy groove like MPC 16 Swing 55 or 57. If you want something subtler, use a lighter 16th groove around 52 to 56. Then adjust the groove timing, random, and velocity amounts. A little timing movement goes a long way here. You're not trying to make the drums sound sloppy. You're trying to create that late pocket jungle drag that makes heads nod. And here's a teacher tip: if the groove sounds cool but the mix feels messy, reduce the swing on the lower elements first. Let the tops be loose, but keep the low-end framework more stable. In fast music, too much swing everywhere can blur the pulse. You want the listener to feel the motion, not lose the grid entirely. Next, lock the kick and sub relationship. This is where the intro becomes mixable. If you're using a kick pattern, keep it sparse in the intro, maybe just on strong downbeats or every couple of bars. If you need a kick or sub synth layer, operator or simpler are both great stock choices. Keep the sub separate from the break, so the break can swing freely without muddying the bottom. If you already have a base idea, high-pass the brake layers around 80 to 120 HC to make room. Keep the sub mostly mono. Use utility to check mono compatibility, because if the low end falls apart in mono, the intro is going to cause problems in a club or during a blend. For the intro, a practical base approach is to use one layer for pure sub, maybe to sine wave with long notes, and a second layer for res or mid-bass texture filtered so it sits above the sub. The sub stays disciplined. The res gives attitude. And for the intro, the bass should answer the drums, not overpower them. Think call and response. In bars 1 through 8, maybe you don't even use full bass yet, just a filtered rumble or distant low movement. In bars 9 through 16, you can introduce a one-note reply against the break. By bars 17 through 32, the bass tees can get more obvious, but still not full drop energy. That restraint makes the eventual drop hit harder. Now let's add top scent percussion. This is where the intro starts to breathe. Use shakers, rim shots, ride ticks, or chopped break fragments. Load them into drum rack or simpler, and then give them their own groove treatment. A really effective move is to duplicate the MIDI clip and apply a different groove to the top layer than the main break. Often the percussion can swing a little more than the core drums, which creates depth and movement. For example, your main break might sit around 35 to 45% groove strength, while the top percussion could be at 50 to 75%. Ghost notes can go even higher in groove strength with low velocity variation. That gives you the sense that the track is breathing. Tiny changes in feel can be just as exciting as adding more notes. You can also use auto pan on a shaker cell for a little motion, or keep a short rim hit high past around 200 to 400 HC. A hat loop can be filtered slightly and widened carefully with utility. Just be careful not to clutter the transient space. If too many hits are landing on top of each other, the intro starts to feel spitty. In that case, shorten a few envelopes or remove a couple of overlapping accents. Sometimes the cleanest groove comes from leaving air gaps. The idea of air gaps is huge. A bar with a missing ghost note, or a bar where the bass tee stays out, can make the next event feel much heavier. Bass is not emptiness. Bass is part of the groove. Now let's make a bass teaser. This is where you hint at power without giving away the whole drop. Build a res or bass texture using wavetable or analog, with detuned saws, some filtering, maybe a touch of saturator for grit, and if needed a subtle Karsh ensemble or phaser flanger for movement. Then resample one or two bars of it into audio and chop it. Once resampled, clean it up. Use EQ 8 to remove unnecessary sub-rumble below 30 to 40 HC. Use auto filter to automate the cutoff from dark to slightly less dark as the intro progresses. A little saturator can add density, and utility keeps the width under control. The teaser should appear sparingly, maybe one hit every two bars, or a short filtered sustain between drum phrases. The point is to suggest the character of the bass, not expose the full thing. In a strong 32-bar intro, the bass teaser might first appear around bar 9 as a low growl, then come back around bar 17 with a bit more harmonic content, and then widen or feel more present in bars 25 to 32. That progression makes the intro feel like it's evolving, instead of just repeating. Now here's the core production trick. Don't use one groove setting for everything. Use Groove Pool as a contrast tool. The main break can have a cleaner, more controlled groove in the first 8 bars, then get looser as the intro progresses. The tops can be more swung from the start. The ghost notes can be the loosest of all. If the whole thing feels too loose, tighten the kick and bass first, and let only the upper percussion carry the swing. A good section-by-section approach is something like this. In bars 1 through 8, keep groove strength around 20 to 35% for a clean mix in. In bars 9 through 16, move up to 40 to 55%. In bars 17 through 24, push it to 55 to 70% for more bounce. Then in bars 25 through 32, keep the groove strong, but let the kick and key downbeats stay stable so the intro still works for DJs. Now automate tension, not just volume. That means filters, sends, and density changes. A simple move is to automate an auto filter on the drum bus so the intro opens gradually from a darker starting point into a fuller sound. You can also increase a reverb send on snare tails slightly during transition bars, then pull it back. Delay is great on isolated hits too. Use echo on a rim or vocal chop with low feedback and filtered repeats. On atmosphere layers, a reverb decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds can work nicely. One nice arrangement trick is to use the last four bars as a handoff point. Brighten the cymbals a little, add one fill, widen a texture slightly, then strip one element back just before the transition. That little fake out or ghost drop energy makes the handoff feel intentional and exciting. At this point, mix like a DJ. Check mono compatibility in the low end. Make sure the kick and bass separate clearly. Watch for harshness in the 2 to 5 kHz range, especially from chopped brake transients or bright hats. If the brake and bass are fighting around the low mids, carve a little mud out around 200 to 400 HC with EQ8. And if the intro only works when everything is loud, that's a sign the arrangement is too dense. A great habit is to audition the intro quietly. If it still reads well at low volume, the rhythm and balance are probably strong. If you only feel the swing when it's loud, the groove may not actually be clear enough. That low volume test is one of the best reality checks you can do.